The Final Sacrament by James Forrester, narrated by Mike Grady.
The author opens the book with the following quote.
And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Job, chapter 1, verses 6 to 11.
And now, the final sacrament.
Prologue. Wednesday, 19th February, 1567. The boy's shoulders were tense with cold as he stood on duty near the king's gate. Although it was almost dark, he could still see the high wall running along the left-hand side of the street. The flickering glow of a torch lit the nearest stretch of brickwork. On his right, the palace rooftops loomed black against the frozen sky. Two servants came out of the shadows, walking into the palace. One caught his eye, but did not acknowledge him. 3 weeks had passed since he had come to court, supposedly to finish his education, and already he was regretting his father's decision. He rubbed his hands together and blew on them. Tucking his fingers under his arms for warmth, he ran the toe of his shoe over the smooth surface of a small patch of ice. The air smelled of frozen earth, with traces of burning pitch from the torch. He felt hungry as well as cold. When he was older, he would buy himself some gloves, he vowed, and never have to stand with such chilled fingers again. He started to walk across the width of the gatehouse, whistling snatches of a tune he remembered his mother singing. He wondered if his parents were well. He thought of them talking about him back home in the village, about how proud they were that he was in the Queen's service at Whitehall. That image sweetened him and saddened him at the same time, for he knew how shocked they would be if they could see the way he was treated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?